It's the Mornings with Ed show. And more excited this morning we could not be. It seems they brought the sunshine with them, too. I mean, they come here, the clouds break, the sun is up. I'm talking about the Tom Ricci Band. They are in studio with us. Brand new album is called Escape Into Love, Part 1. We're going to get a couple of songs off that. Their latest single, which no one else has heard, you're going to hear it here first, is called Scared. They are at the Gypsy Den and then at the Orange County Fair. We got a lot of time to talk to them. But first, let's hear something live from the Tom Ricci Band. This one's called From the Outside.
Deep underneath, it's not always what it looks like from the outside. Mommy's in the kitchen making breakfast for the children. The smell of French toast wakes them up. Papa's read the paper in his sofa by the window. There are no wars, it all seems right. But I say, the office, Papa falls into temptation. He says he married way too young. Mama's by the TV, the kids wonder why she's weeping. She's trying to cope with what he's done. Deep beneath, it's not always what it looks like from the outside. Sam seems always happy, a well-mannered, thoughtful student. The future looks so very bright. But Sammy is disturbed, insecure, feeling worthless. Sleep at night. Deep underneath, it's not always what it looks like from the outside. But I don't live looking back. What doesn't kill you makes you tough.
I knew I liked them when they walked in the door, man. That was called From the Outside. The latest album is Escape Into Love, Part 1. If you're just joining us, we have Tom Ricci live in our Laguna Beach studios. And we're going to hear another live song from them. This one's called Let Me In. Let's hear another one if you guys are ready.
Let's explore. start something. Let's explore.
From our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, the Tom Ricci Band, and that song was called Let Me In. Man, do I love that vibe. Dude, I love that vibe. Let's get him in here for a conversation. And in the meanwhile, let me let you hear something brand new. No one else on earth is hearing this except you. This is called Scared.
I was scared.
Show, Tom Ricci Band. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Wait, can I do? I can just shake my head, man. While you were playing, I actually had my eyes closed. I was swinging back and forth a little bit. We've got Tom and Sergio and Joel and Will and Mark in studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, we're very excited to be back here. Yeah.
Oh, man. What a great performance live. It's just fantastic stuff. And the new music is really cool, man. Thanks. It hits home with a great vibe. Tell me about the last song I just heard. Tell me about Scared.
So Scared is kind of like a teenage, you know, love declaration. So you like, you know, someone and then you're like scared to tell them. And it's like a crush, you know, it's right. A big crush, you know. kind of those like 80s movies or something.
Right? Now, does that still happen? Do you ever, do you find yourself as an adult now that you ever kind of still feel that scared? Or no, that's a thing of your past.
Well, I would say like the first 18 years of my life, right. I was scared to do anything actually. So okay. I wouldn't do anything. So I kind of like started just doing everything that scares me, just go for it.
There you go.
I kind of just went a 360.
Yeah. That's the
whatever, or 180.
180, right?
Yeah, 360, I would be in the same place.
Right back in the same place, yeah.
180, sorry.
So the new album is called Escape to Love Part 1.
Yeah.
Why'd you title it Escape to Love Part 1?
Because there's a second part coming out.
Right on! Next
year. That's what I was looking for!
Yeah, so Will here, he's the producer, right. And he's been just huge and just, yeah.
Outstanding job in production because I've heard some cuts off of it and just wonderfully done, wonderfully put together, man.
Thank you.
Will, how'd you get involved with this band?
Tom and I have worked on a few projects musically.
Okay.
Played in a few bands together and done a few different things, and he just thought that I might be somebody who could help with giving the direction he was going with this particular record. And
right.
Yeah.
So came together, real easy guy to work with, and a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Had a lot of fun doing it.
No, that's the thing. I think we're really connected musically.
Right.
You know, like playing these different bands and kind of having shared a lot of the same interests, you know, musically.
Right.
I just thought, you know, that it would be great just to do it with Will, you know, and...
Someone who's focused on that same road. Someone who's driving with you right next to you, man.
And then this album is so different than the previous one. Like this one was all about kind of like real, capturing moments. So Will is all about like, hey, if something's not that pretty, that's just leave it. That's who you are. That's, you know,
right.
That's how you sound or whatever, you know, right?
Oh yeah.
Kind of like the Rolling Stones sort of thing, you know, like let's jam and capture that.
Right. What a great way to look at it. What a great way to look at that, man. That's awesome. You guys are performing July 19th at the Gypsy Den.
This Friday.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's 19th. It's coming up fast, man. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's this coming Friday at the Gypsy Den. And then the next night you're at the OC Fair. So we have a couple of chances to catch you live, man.
Yes, yes.
And if you've just joined us, man, I suggest you catch this band live. At one of those two places, the multiple instruments you're able now. You're wearing the harmonica. You've got it. You've got a guitar in one hand. Then you switch guitar. How many instruments do you play?
The typical instruments, I play most of them. You know, drums, I usually use a drummer because I have like so many drummer friends. Shout out to Ray Weston, Joel, Will, the producer. He's a drummer
right.
by trade. So I'm like, I can't, you know, compete with these guys. So. Right. But I can play bass, keyboards, you know.
Okay, guitar, now Joel, this question's for you, man. So when you hear other people drum, now no matter who it is, whether it's band members or not, when you hear other drummers, are you that drummer that goes, oh, no, man, I can do that.
No, I really love the creative process, you know, and hear what people do with music, and then, you know, translating that live, you know, a lot of times with Tom, you know, stuff is already recorded, so I have to kind of translate that live. So that takes a craft in itself, so it's a lot of fun to kind of interpret that and have fun with it. You know, I think what Will did and Wes did on the album are awesome and some really cool sounds. If you get to check it out, it's definitely not just straightforward rock and roll drumming, but there's a little beef to it, but at the same time, there's some really cool musicality and layering to it.
So, yeah, I got to share this with the audience that when he came in and we were doing the sound check and stuff, that Joel got on the drums and goes, I just want to give you a cool little vibe. And the next thing you know, man, we got cool vibe going, dude. It just happens that fast, that quick.
Yeah, it helps to play small rooms. You get a vibe doing that. But yeah, it's fun to play here, and it's always fun to play with Tom. I mean, Tom's creativity is the one thing that just amazes me. He has this, you know, he doesn't have any fear. You know, he's out there trying it. Vocally, he does anything he wants to and gives it a good try. And man, there's some really cool things that come from that. So it's really cool to play with these guys.
Right, when you jump into the ocean with somebody who's fearless, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. You are, right, man.
Well, as I said, I am scared, but I just go for it. You know, it doesn't stop me.
360.
Yeah.
Now,
but Will was the drummer on all the other tracks, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
On the album, yeah.
All right, so Will, multi-talented as well,
drummer,
man.
Producer.
Yeah. So the very first song we heard was From the Outside.
Yeah.
And that one struck me as just, wow, what a cool vibe. That's what got me hooked. Tell me about From the Outside.
So without getting into too personal, it's kind of like a movie, I guess.
Consider us like the Oprah show. Come on, wait a minute.
It's a very personal story.
Well, yeah, it's very personal, but what I like about it is the main theme is not everything is what it seems.
Okay.
So many times, you know, you think that someone has an amazing life and you're like jealous or whatever, but they have their own issues. Like, we're all going through stuff, you know? Yeah. And the other way around, people might see you and they're like, oh man, he has a great life. So we all have, you know, struggles, and the grass is always greener, you know? That's kind of like the main theme. But talking to Will about, you know, song meanings and what a writer was intended to write and then what the audience perceives, I think it's nice also for just people to put their own meaning into it, yeah, and not kind of like reveal too much, right?
You don't want to over-define what your art is, right?
In this album, I really tried to do that. Write songs that are more universal, and Will really help me with that.
Okay. And the writing process for you, is there like a favorite place you write at? Do you like sitting in the, you get lines when you're sitting in the car and you don't have a pen, you can't write it down, you write it on your arm?
Actually, I write most of my lyrics on the plane.
Okay.
Really, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's like no distractions. Right. And I'm
except just, for that kid crying behind you two rows back.
Yeah, true. Shut that kid up!
But as far as lyrics, it has to be like quiet and stuff, But as far as melodies and chord progressions, just you got to be bored and kind of like hanging out with your acoustic, and then it comes.
I should mention, I'm not allowed on United anymore, by the way. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love the kids, love them on the planes, whatever. We're not going to hear a lot, I guess, from Sergio and Mark. They're not the most talkative guys in the band.
They might not be, but they've been with me the longest.
Okay.
I've been playing with Sergio for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So Mark, 9 years.
So Sergio plays the bass, and Mark is on keyboards. All right. Now, good relationship. I mean, this is a relationship. You figure 9 and 10 years, man, this is a relationship. It's like, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Ed, for invite us, you know. And yeah, we were playing for 10 years already.
Wow.
And this is the second album, right?
Yeah, second album.
Second album.
Full length, yeah.
Yeah, and I also like it, you know. Right. And so we are waiting for you guys to come on Friday.
Right on. And Mark, of course, on keyboards. Was that your first instrument? Your parents forced you to play piano as a kid? You got, you know, piano lessons from mom and a whole bit?
So, I really enjoying playing with Tom. And especially I like him because I'm always inspired how he, you know, handle things and always try to improve and throw himself to the unknown and accept the challenge.
Right.
So, I just love the way
excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm going to cry here. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of like a little ode to Tom here. And I just want to say two things really quick that I called him Sergio, but he's my brother is named the same thing, and I call him Sergio.
Oh.
And he's wearing the perfect shirt. He's wearing the Bronx Bombers New York Yankees shirt, man. We are Yankee fans. I'm born in the Bronx, my friend. I was born 7 blocks from Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
So, yeah, right on for wearing that shirt. I'm going to ask you for it before you leave. No, I'm just kidding.
You got to leave the shirt.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so if you're just joining us, this is the Tom Ritchie Band. They played a couple of live songs off of the new album, Escape Into Love, Part 1. Brand new single we heard was called Scared. And, of course, on Friday, which is coming up quick, they're at the Gypsy Den, and then on Saturday at the OC Fair. How can we find you guys online? Where can we find your music?
So on Facebook, Tom Ritchie Music. Not Tom Ritchie and Nerve Block.
Okay.
Sorry. But yeah, my website is Tom Ritchie Music.
Okay.
And Ritchie's R-I-C-C-I, Italian.
Okay.
So that's how you can find everything, actually. My website is the best place.
Right.
It has all the links to YouTube and all the stuff.
All right. And I want to share something with our listeners. Yeah. You are part Argentine as well, right?
Yeah.
And my listeners know that I'm a freak. I come soccer season, come whenever, man. I'm a freak. So they know the deal.
I'm playing tonight. I still play soccer, still, you know, sweat it out. I love soccer.
Right on. All right. And we'll talk for like an hour after we're done here.
Let's do it.
All right.
Go Messi.
Thank you. And over here, we got El Peruano. And so the Peruvian national team, I'm sure,
They did amazing.
Yeah. They should have beaten Brazil in the Copa. I'm not kidding, man. Brazil had the refs on their side, too, man. You know that. It's been the Tom Ritchie Band, man. And again, the brand new album is Escaping to Love. I couldn't be happier you guys are here. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. All it's been great.
It's the Mornings with Ed Show.